This video, I wanted to talk about, I had a couple of emails, a couple of, actually not emails, questions on my subscribers in regards to how do I start a food business? Like, where do I get started? I just have an idea for something, or I make a product, or I make something in my house and everybody raves about it. What do I do? Good question. And I'm going to be quite honest with you and to the point, because all my videos, I do that. I don't make up a bunch of stuff and exaggerate things. I started very small. I had 12 items I sold on eBay, and they were food related. That was quite a few years ago. And now I offer over 600 items. We sell worldwide. We are on Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and of course, thebrittlebox.com. So how did I get started from just a few items to doing what I do and making a very, very good living doing what I do? I will tell you. Number one, like any business or any entrepreneur, find something you love. You don't want to find something just for money. You don't want to find something that you can flip, that you're just trying to scavenge around and try to find like it's a treasure hunt. Find something that you can make, make it quick, make it at a very cheap price. You have a great margin when you sell it, and you like to do it. If you don't have those five things, don't bother, okay? I don't care what kind of food product. I'm going to tell you, go to your grocery store and you can find literally 50,000 items or more on a shelf, every type of food product. And everyone who's obviously making those products are making money, because otherwise they wouldn't be on the shelf. So I don't care if you're making relish made out of pickles and eggs. If that's your thing, that's your thing. Can you sell it and find a market and a niche for it? Yes, you can. You just need to know how to do that. So number one, find a product or find a food thing that you love and you love to make, and figure out how much it costs to make it, okay? So number one, love the product. It doesn't matter if you make it now or not. If you're not mass producing it, you're not selling 1,000 units a day, it doesn't matter. You have to start somewhere, okay? Love what you're making, okay? If you don't enjoy it, find something else. Again, I don't care if you're making 7-year-old fermented cheese from goat milk. It doesn't matter. You'll find somebody that you can sell it to. Trust me. Okay? Find out what you like to do. Number two, figure out if you can make that in your home locally and sold locally. Start small, start local, and then you can grow into a commercial facility where you've got the specific licensing to do it, and then you can sell it to the world. Okay? Start local, and it's okay to start small. Doesn't matter. If you have a full-time job and you want to do this on the side, do it on the side. Can you make money? Yes. Start. That's the biggest point. Start. Okay? Just start it. Okay? So the first thing you got to do, again, is to find something you love. The second would be to find if you can make it in your home. If you can do it in a cottage kitchen setting, okay, that's a specific type of license that allows you to produce a food product in your home kitchen with inspections and all that good stuff. Most states, like 99% of the states, actually allow that. There are some things you got to do to get there, but you can do it. Now, when you have a cottage kitchen license and you're producing it in your home, it's sold locally. Okay, that was something that a handful of viewers kind of misunderstood. You don't necessarily sell it through the internet as a cottage kitchen. But if you have a commercial license and you're in a specific state and you're in a facility, yes, okay? So it's different. So number two, can I make it at home to start? Okay? Make it at home. The other beautiful thing is when you start at home, you start small, your overhead, as far as what it costs to operate your business financially, is gonna be minimal, okay? And a home-based business also will help you on your taxes, and that's a whole nother video. There's a lot of beautiful things that you can write off when you've got a home-based business. Trust me. So, can you make it at home? Yes or no? Number three, can I make it in batches? Okay. Can you make it in batches? What does that mean? Okay, here, I'll tell you. If you can make it in a batch where you can produce 12 bags of something, let's just say as an example, instead of making one individual thing at a time, because of the amount of time it's going to consume to make it, make sure you're using your time efficiently. If it's a batch and you can make 20 pounds of it and sell 1 pound bags and make $20 a bag, that's better than making a 1 pound bag of it and trying to make $4 or $5. That doesn't make any sense. So make a product that's in like a huge batch or can be produced in batches, okay? Try to do that.
Number four,
figure out what it costs you to make. Okay, if you're producing a product that you're selling for $10 and it costs you $9 to make it, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. You're not going to make money. Okay, if you can sell it for $10, you can make it for a buck. Now you're onto something. Okay, I have, like I said, 600 and plus items. Some of the products that we sell, the margins are very low. Okay, but I make them because I have a consumer. I have a customer who wants them. But then some of the products that I make are anywhere from 40 to 50% net margins. Okay, it costs me next to nothing, and I have a huge margin. So those are the things that I drive. But do I get rid of the things that I have extremely low margins on? My opinion, no. Okay, Walmart doesn't make $1 million on every single product they sell, but they offer 1 million products that they make a lot of money on when it's sold in bulk. Okay, some of the products have ridiculous margins. Some of their products, they break even. Believe it or not, they do.
So how much? How much does it cost? Okay,
lastly, because I'm just going to give you five tips. I could sit here and give you 100 of them, and you don't want to sit through that because you'll fall asleep. Five tips. The fifth one, once you know that you can sell local, where can I sell it? Okay, start researching. Is there fairs, festivals? Throughout the year, seasonally, there's a lot of activities going on. Every state's got them. Find a fair, find a festival, start picking up the phone call. Farmers markets, hey, farmers markets are a great place to start. Find local places. I would highly recommend, this is my opinion, if you're starting out of your home, don't have people come to your house and pick up products. It's just a whole, I don't know, it's just a safety thing about being at home, having strangers pick up a jar of pickles. Don't do that. Find a farmer's market, find a venue that you can take your stuff to. Lastly, as part of number five, find those venues and make sure you don't have to drive 7 hours. It's going to cost you $80 in gas, okay? Find something local. When I say local, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes away is fine. A lot of people think, oh, that's great. I can sell something within my state. I only got to drive 7 hours to get there. You know, that doesn't make sense. Use some logic and figure out how much money is it costing you to make it, to bring it to your customer. Everything in between, packaging, travel time, production time. Think about it, okay?
How much does it cost, and then where can I sell it? Okay, and again, find places
that are relatively close. You know, if your son, little Billy's got a soccer tournament and you can sell your products in a booth, you know, it's for people to snack on while they're there at a soccer tournament, get your feet wet, try it out. Do it locally, do it small. Doesn't mean you're gonna stay small, you can grow. But you gotta be patient, you gotta kinda interact and get a feel for what you're doing. Okay, but again, don't want to travel. Number five, don't travel to like the state border, the borderline of your state. You got to drive 10 miles away to find a venue to sell it. That makes no sense. Sell it local, sell it close, produce it in batches, love what you do, and be open to learning. You got to learn. Check out my videos. And if you don't look at my videos, hey, find someone else's videos. But look at what I've got and what I offer out there to show you what you can do and what you can't do. And give it a shot. There's so many people who love food, obviously, and so many people who want to make money selling food. And trust me, you can make some serious profits, but there are some tips and tricks on how to do it. I do hope that helps you. Give me a thumbs up. If it doesn't, hey, give me a thumbs down, whatever, that's fine. If you have questions, ask me down below. If you haven't subscribed, check out the button, which is probably, I think it's over here, and click on the subscribe button. I've got videos and information all the time, and have a good one. Thanks, guys.